been a while as we switched to the livestock side. Cattle trade had started on Tuesday, and they just kind of kept the momentum up and pretty much calling it a week.
Yes, it was a great. It started off on the weaker side. They got some early trade going on at weaker prices. But then as they started calling for those cattle right away, the feed yards backed up and said, we need more money. And they were delivered that. And we got the futures caught on the discount to the cash side. So they really rallied here today up close to the $3 limit here on the Aprils. And, you know, so they're oversold and at discount. So they're playing catch up. Box beef, a little bit weaker yesterday. Hopefully we pick up some strength in that. Load counts are improving. But it's still, we need to, a lot of fears out there over the demand for cattle. We are moving into the second lowest increase in supplies, our beef production, moving from first to second quarters here in 20 years. So that should be a real positive. Pork looks like it's maybe set some bottoms in, maybe getting stability in the pork value products. Weights are coming down. They're about a pound and a quarter less than a week ago. So that will definitely add to the potential for maybe a low coming into the pork market.
I was just reading earlier today about Japan, and it seems like, is there some possibilities there export-wise for our beef, a little bit more than usual?
Well, they've been claiming about going to a 30-month rule for quite some time, and it pops up every year this time of year. And this year it seems to have a little bit more validity, but with this, I guess you'll believe it when you see it or when it actually happens. Right now they're paying some good, pretty decent premiums again for the age and source on the beef. And we're getting some pretty good volume going over there, and we still have the ability to send more meat if they desire it.